Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with His goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to Him.
Glory, God. spirit, looks into that thunder, gets so full of emotion because Jesus did it all for us, amen. He gave up his life so that we could have life and have life more abundantly. I mean, Jesus got up on that cross, amen, and he suffered so that we could live, amen. And because he did that, I am just so grateful, amen, to give him all the praise and all the honor that he so rightfully deserves. And I know that I'm not by myself, amen. So all those who have been redeemed by the blood of Jesus, speak now and forever hold your peace, amen. Give God the praise that he so rightfully deserves. Because when I look
Hallelujah.
At my Jesus,
Hallelujah.
I, see
God.
I see the blessings of God that came through saving power of Jesus the Christ.
Yes.
And because he saved a wretch like me,
thank you, Father.
I will forever give him the praise.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes,
Father.
Yes. Glory to
thank
your
you.
Name. Glory to
thank
your
you,
name.
You, Jesus. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Amen. Amen. Well, God bless you. Amen. On this Sunday morning, I am Pastor D. This is the Jubilee Affair and the Fuse Memorial Worship Experience. Amen. God is in the house. Amen. God bless you. And again, may God keep you. Amen. But we're going to keep the ball moving. Amen. Keep it rolling. Minister Tremaine, will you please bless us with a song?
Yes. Praise your name. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, friends don't treat me like they used to. Since I laid my burden down, Lord. Burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down, Lord, burden down, Lord, since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down, glory, glory, hallelujah, since I laid my burden down. Amen.
Amen, amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Apostles' Creed. What do we believe? I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. But on the third day, we're having some technical difficulties, amen. He ascended into heaven and sit at the right hand of God, the Father Almighty, from thence he should come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Good morning, Father. Good morning, Jesus and Holy Spirit. Father God, we just come before your throne thanking you, Father, that you knit us together in our parents' womb, our mother's womb. We thank you that each and every part of us is made in your image, Lord. Lord, sin brings us as a broken person to you each and every second of every day, Father God. We thank you, Father God, that when other people look at appearances, we know that you look at our hearts, Father. We ask you to purify our hearts. Father God, we ask that we be filled with your love. Lord God, you are greater than any other, and there is none like you. There never has been and never will be. Thank you for shining your light into the darkness, for sending Jesus to rise from the grave. Father God, please use us, your children, to help glorify you and your kingdom. You are higher than any other, loving Father. Thank you for this warning not to rely on outward appearances, knowing that the heart of man can be deceitful at times. Help us to keep our minds and our hearts fixed on Jesus, so that in all we say and do, it may be the life of the Lord Jesus that flows out from us, so that we may be pleasing in your sight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. The scripture comes from the book of 1 Samuel, chapter 16, verses 1 through 13. I'll be reading from the New Living Translation. And it reads, Samuel anoints David as king. Now the Lord said to Samuel, you have mourned long enough for Saul. I have rejected him as king of Israel. So fill your flask with olive oil and go to Bethlehem. Find a man named Jesse who lives there, for I have selected one of his sons to be my king. But Samuel asked, how can I do that? If Saul hears about it, he will kill me. Take a heifer with you, the Lord replied, and say that you have come to make a sacrifice to the Lord. Invite Jesse to the sacrifice, and I will show you which of his sons to anoint for me. So Samuel did as the Lord instructed. When he arrived at Bethlehem, the elders of the town came trembling to meet him. What's wrong? They asked. Do you come in peace? Yes, Samuel replied. I've come to sacrifice to the Lord. Purify yourselves and come with me to the sacrifice. Then Samuel performed the purification rites for Jesse and his sons and invited them to the sacrifice too. When they arrived, Samuel took one look at Eliab and thought, surely this is the Lord's anointed. But the Lord said to Samuel, don't judge by his appearance or height, for I have rejected him. The Lord doesn't see things the way you see them. People judge by outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse told his son Abinadab to step forward and walk in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, this is not the one the Lord has chosen. Next, Jesse summoned Shemaiah. But Samuel said, neither is this one the Lord has chosen. And all seven of Jesse's sons were presented to Samuel. But Samuel said to Jesse, the Lord has not chosen any of these. Then Samuel asked, are these all the sons you have? Still the youngest, Jesse replied, but he's out in the fields watching the sheep and goats. send for him at once. We will not sit down to eat until he arrives. So Jesse sent for him. He was dark and handsome, beautiful eyes. And the Lord said, this is the one. Anoint him. So as David stood there among his brothers, Samuel took the flask of olive oil he had brought and anointed David with the oil. And the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David from that day on. And Samuel returned to Ramah. The word of God for the people of God. And we all say thanks be unto God. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Praise God. As we continue on in our service, amen, I want to just say God bless you. You know that I love you. And this is the start of our conference year, the second Sunday in our conference year, amen. And we are already off to a wonderful start. And we just know that God is going to continue to bless us and keep us in all that we do. So all I will tell you is to hold on to God's unchanging hand and just watch what he will do for us, amen. Yes, we are still in the midst of a pandemic, and it seems as if this Delta variant is getting stronger and stronger, amen. But I know that my God is stronger than anything, amen. So hold on to God, and I promise you that God will see you through. And then we will be having our Wednesday night worship service this Wednesday at 7:30 p.m. Please come out and join us. The address is 456 Palmerston Street, River Rouge, Michigan. 48218, amen. Come out and visit us. Be my special guest. Come get a blessing. The Lord is speaking, amen, and he has a word for you from on high. Amen. Please continue to pray for one another. Please continue to bless one another, amen. And the more you bless and the more you pray for each other, the more God will move, amen, because I know we all need God to move in our lives, amen. So with that being said, again, I love you, and this concludes our announcements. Oh, no, forgive me, I have one more announcement. Amen. We will be having our first church conference on Friday, August 20th at 6 p.m. Amen. Again, that is Friday, August 20th at 6 p.m. Amen. Make sure that we can come together and discuss and take care of the business of the church. All right? Amen. May God bless you, and may God keep you.
Good morning. All to prayer. Lord, hear our prayer. Open our hearts with peace, hope, love, and trust. Family and children, and give them protection from all harm and danger. Heal the sick in the world and those who have the COVID virus. Lord, feed our families that are hungry and give them shelter. Comfort the bereaved families who have lost those they love ones. Give them the strength to understand that everything will be all right. And Lord, give us guidance all over the world. Help us to find the love, peace, hope, and trust that you instilled in our hearts, that we may be better human beings. Amen.
What God has for me, he has for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. 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 What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has, what God has, what God has, what God has, what God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. What God has for me, it is for me. It is for me. It is for me. It is for me. Oh, I believe, so I receive. It is for me. It is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. What God has for me, it is for me. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. I know without a doubt that he will bring me out. 'Cause what God has, what God has for me, it is for me. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Minister Lisa. Amen. Praise the Lord, church, this morning. What God has for me, it is for me. And what God has for you, it is for you. Giving honor to God who is the head of my life. I want to thank my God for waking me up this morning to see a brand new day. I want to thank the pastor this morning for allowing me to speak to his sheep and give them a word from the Lord. I would also like to thank Hakeem and Michelle for this radio station, allowing us to bring the word of God to his people. May we bow our heads. Heavenly Father, thank you for using me in your ministry. Thank you for guiding me thus far and granting me your grace. Even now, Lord, you know the purpose for which I've come to you. Today, Lord, fill me with the same grace, anointing, and power so that I can preach your word boldly and with authority. I am unworthy, Lord, but make me worthy by cleansing me and filling me with your Holy Spirit. I submit myself to you so that you can use me in whichever way you want to. I take victory in your mighty name. Father, help me to be humble in all my ways. Let me not be arrogant and full of myself, but let me serve you in humility. I trust that you will raise me up according to your will and exalt me according to your timeline. Speak, Lord. Speak to me. My scripture is 1 Samuel 16, chapter verse 1 to 13, but I will expound on verse 7 to 13. But the Lord said to Samuel, do not consider his appearance or his height, for I have rejected him. The Lord does not look at the things people look at. People look at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart. Then Jesse called Abinadab and had him pass in front of Samuel. But Samuel said, the Lord has not chosen this one either. Jesse then had Shammah pass by. But Samuel said, nor has the Lord chosen this one. Jesse had seven of his sons pass before Samuel. But Samuel said to him, the Lord has not chosen these. So he asked Jesse, are these all the sons you have? There is still the youngest, Jesse answered. He is tending the sheep, a type of Christ as the good shepherd. Samuel said, send for him. We will not sit down until he arrives. David was the youngest, and apparently his father, Jesse, it would be useless to bring him into the house. Generally, those who are totally rejected by man are the very ones whom God chooses. So he sent for him and had him brought in. He was glowing with health and had a fine appearance and handsome features. Then the Lord said, rise and anoint him. This is the one. So Samuel took the horn of the oil and anointed him in the presence of his brothers. And from that day on, the Spirit of the Lord came powerfully upon David. Samuel then went to Ramah. As a child, Samuel severed in the tabernacle under the high priest. Eli, one night, Samuel received a revelation for the Lord. Samuel learned to recognize the voice of the Lord. The Lord spoke to him, and the people recognized him as a prophet. My thing, what God has for you, it is for you. Now, in this passage of scripture of 1 Samuel chapter 16, verse 1 to 13, we see the little boy David receiving what God had for him. That is the anointing to be the next king of Israel after King Saul. At this time in this passage of scripture, if you would read 1 Samuel 5, Saul had been rejected by God to continue as king over Israel because of his willful disobedience. So God sent the prophet Samuel to Bethlehem to make a sacrifice to the Lord and to select and to anoint one of the sons of Jesse to be the next king of Israel. Now, the reason why David received the anointing to be the next king of Israel was because his heart was right with God. And that is a good lesson to learn right there. And that lesson is that if you want to receive what God has for you, you have to make sure your heart is right with God. The Lord has to be the center and the head of your life. You have to be one who trusts and obeys the Lord. You have to be one who worships and serves the Lord with all your heart and with sincerity. But David almost missed out on the anointing to be the next king of Israel because of what his daddy Jesse had done. You see, when Jesse received word from the prophet Samuel that he was coming to Bethlehem to anoint one of his sons to be the next king of Israel, he took all of his sons to meet Samuel, with hopes that one of them would be chosen and anointed to be the next king of Israel. All his sons, except one, to meet Samuel. The one son that Jesse left behind was David. Now, when Samuel arrived in Bethlehem to meet Jesse and his sons, Jesse had all his favorites. That one of them would be anointed the next king of Israel. He had the first son, Eliab, to pass by Samuel. And Samuel almost anointed Eliab, the first son, because he looked handsome. He looked tall. He looked muscular. He had broad shoulders. He had clean haircut. He was dressed in a sharp suit. He looked physically fit. You know what I'm talking about. Eliab looked like he had the potential to be a good king. But the Lord intervened and told Samuel, no, because God told him, look not on their countenance, nor on the height of his stature, because I have refused him. For the Lord seeth not as man seeth, for man looketh on the outward appearance. The Lord looketh on the heart. Then Jesse had the second son, Abinadab, to pass by Samuel to be anointed the next king of Israel. But the Lord told Samuel no. Then Jesse had his third son, Shammah, to pass by Samuel to be anointed by the next to be anointed the next king of Israel. But the Lord said no. Jesse had all of his seven sons to pass by Samuel to be anointed the next king of Israel. And each time they passed by Samuel, the Lord said no. All of Jesse's sons looked handsome. All of Jesse's sons looked clean cut. All of Jesse's sons was dressed sharp. All of Jesse's sons looked physically fit. All of them looked like they had the potential to be the next king of Israel. But as they all passed by Samuel to be anointed, the Lord told Samuel, no. Why? Because their heart was not right with God. They were men who did not have the Lord, the center or the head of their life. They were men who did not worship or serve the Lord with their heart. Even though they were with Samuel to make a sacrifice to the Lord, but their heart was still not right with God. Or we can say like this, even though Jesse's sons were at church, their heart was not right with God. You see, you can have everything going for you. You might be someone who have a great talent. You might be someone who has a good personality. You might be ever so fine and ever so pretty. You might be someone who is popular with the crowd. But if your heart is not right with God, everyone may say yes to you, but God will say no. That is why the psalmist in Psalms 139, chapter 139, verse 23, 24 says, to me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my thoughts, and see if they be with any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way of everlasting. While Samuel wanted to say yes to the sons of Jesse, God said no, because the heart was not right with God. But if you want your heart right with God, you need to give him your heart to Jesus Christ, because he is able to make your heart right. So Samuel asked Jesse, does he have any other sons? And Jesse said, well, yeah, I have another son who is the youngest out of all my other sons, and he is a shepherd boy. In other words, what Jesse was telling Samuel, that by age, David is the youngest son in the family. But in his eyesight, in Jesse's point of view, he was the least and the smallest in the family. In other words, what Jesse was telling Samuel, that David was not worth looking at, not worth the time to be dealing with. Plus, him being a shepherd boy, tending the sheep, he is going to be smelling bad. He's going to be smelling like a sheep. He is not as handsome or physically fit like his brothers. The only thing he is good at is playing the harp and tending the sheep. Let's stop right there. It reminds me of me and my two sisters. Me and Joya gave my mother and father. I don't even want to tell you. You can imagine. We were something else. Other baby sister, Marcia, well, she was a perfect child. Any mother or father would love to have had her. Never did anything wrong in their eyesight. Never did anything wrong. Went by the book perfectly. But myself and Joya, we stayed in trouble and never did things by the book. So you could imagine our childhood and adulthood was not the way a parent would want the child to go. Well, look at us now. What God has for us is for us. I am an ordained local deacon, and Joya owns her own guardianship business. But most of all, we three girls are saved, sanctified, filled with the Holy Spirit, and love the Lord, and have given our lives over to Christ. Thank you, Jesus. Getting back to our scripture, you see, Jesse did not want David around, nor did he bring David along with his brothers to meet Samuel, because he wanted David to be out of sight and out of mind. And that is cold when your own daddy don't think much about you in a loving way. It is cold when your friends want you out of sight and out of mind. But know and believe this one thing. No matter how bad people talk about you, no matter how bad people lie on you, no matter how bad people may ignore or overlook you, no matter how bad people ridicule you, just know and believe this one thing. What God has for you, it is for you. And notice, tells him that he has one son left that he had not seen. Send and fetch him, for we will not sit down till he come hither here. Now, there's a lesson that we can learn right here. And the lesson is, what God has for you, you don't always have to look for it. You don't have to search high and low for it. It will come to you. And when you think about it, David wasn't even looking to anoint it to be the next king of Israel. He was minding his own business, watching his sheep. And usually, that is when you get what God has for you. That is when you will find yourself blessed, when you take care of your own business, doing the thing that God has called you to do, and not worrying about what somebody else is doing. Notice that Samuel said, we will not sit down until David shows up. You see, there are some things that are worth waiting for your arrival. You see, the thing that God has for you, it is waiting for your arrival. The job that God has for you is waiting for your arrival. The house that God has for you, it's waiting for your arrival. That husband or wife that God has for you, it's waiting for your arrival. What God has planned for you, it cannot take place until God bring you there. And what God has planned for you, what God has for you, nobody can take it from you. Nobody can steal it from you. Nobody can cheat you out of it. You may not be where God wants you to be right now. Just know God will hold and maintain what he has for you. In other words, before God give you what he has for you, he will prepare you for it. He will train you for it. You see, while David was out in the field tending his sheep, preparing him to be the next king of Israel, and likewise, God is preparing you to receive what he has for you. And the scripture says that they sent for David, brought him before Samuel. And the scripture says that David was ruddy, meaning that he had fair skin with bright eyes and good looking. And when David appeared before Samuel, the Lord said, arise, anoint him, for this is the one. Then Samuel took the horn of oil and anointed him in the midst of his brethren. And the Spirit of the Lord came upon David from that day forward. When God has given you what he has for you, he will anoint you and give you the Holy Spirit. So you'll be able to handle what he has for you. He gives you the understanding to handle what he has for you. He will give you the wisdom to handle what he has for you. He will give you the power to handle what he has for you. The question is, how do I receive the Holy Spirit? When you repent of your sins and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ for your salvation, God will give you the Holy Spirit. He'll give you the indwelling of the Holy Spirit. He'll give you the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And when you are given the Holy Spirit, you need to walk by the Spirit. You need to live by the Spirit, filled with the Spirit. You need to be led in the sanctity, be fervent in the Spirit. You first of all must be born of the Spirit. In John 3:3, Jesus says, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God." Jesus Christ also says in John 3:5-7, that except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said, you must be born again. Now the question is, how does one become born of the Spirit? It is by believing and receiving the Lord Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. 1 John chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Whosoever believeth that Jesus is the Christ is born of God's Spirit. And everyone that loveth him, that beggeth, loveth him, also that is begotten of him." This simply states that those who love God as they so love God's children. As I close now, no matter what you're going through in life, just notice one thing. What God has for you, it is for you. You may not have everything you desire or need right now, but just know and believe this one thing. What God has for you, it is for you. It doesn't matter if you're young or old, black or white, rich or poor, educated or not. Just know and believe this one thing. What God has for you, it is for you. And whatever God has for you, don't have to lie to get it. You don't have to steal to get it. You don't have to cheat anybody to get it. You don't have to politic to get it. You don't have to deceive anyone to get it. You don't have to argue or fight anyone to get it, because what God has for you, it is for you. Instead of you battling someone to get what God has for you, you need to pray and let the Lord fight your battle and let him bring it to pass. You see, what God has for you may not come to you when you want it to come. It may not come today, next week, next month, or this year. But just know and believe this one thing. What God has for you, it is for you. And it will come to you in God's own time. But in order to receive what God has for you, you have to be in a position to receive what God has for you. And to put yourself in the position to receive what God has for you, you ought to read and do what Psalms 37:3-5 says, "Trust in the Lord and do good. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed." In other words, don't look to the wicked or at the wicked, but rather the Lord, and in him put your trust. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Oh, what a promise. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Yet what God has for you, it is for you. I'm a living witness to that promise. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. If it had not been for the Lord on my side, I don't know where I would be. God's amazing grace and mercy. He didn't bring me this far to leave me. It took amazing grace and mercy to take somebody like me, use me with my imperfect self, where sin abound. Whosoever call on the name of Jesus shall be saved, because of God's grace and mercy. We all been allowed to be here one more day through COVID-19, through the second wave variants, through the dangers, snares, and strife, storms of life, through hell and high water, through danger seen and unseen. What a mighty God we serve. Just shout hallelujah if he's done anything for you. Just wave your hand or pat your feet. Clap your hands. Ain't he all right? Ain't he all right? Come on, Fuse, if he did anything for you, he can do it. Jesse, Ned, Booba, Betty, Lee, come on, huh? Your visit at the hospital is over. Don't turn it into a stay. Tell Satan to get thee behind me. We got work to do at Fuse Memorial CME Church. Hughes family. We got to do what we told God. We would serve him till we die. We got to get back on the battlefield and say what God has for us, it is for us. Come on, saints. You got to go to work to do for the Lord, for what God has for you. It is for you. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hug your neighbor and say, look at him and tell him you love him and tell him what God has for you. It is for you. Amen and amen. And thank you. Be blessed. God loves you, and so do I. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Father. Amen. Praise him. Praise the Lord. Praise. For he's worthy. He's worthy. Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Amen. Amen, church.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Custom made.
Amen.
For God, me, it's custom made.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. These words. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
So worthy, so worthy, so worthy.
Yeah, God so worthy. Thank you.
Praise the Lord. My invitation this morning, the doors of the church is open. Now is the time to give back to the Lord, the one that gave so much to us. The Lord says to us, come as you are, and I will lead you. The doors of the church are open. Come as a disciple of the Almighty. The doors of the church is open. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that wonderful word, Reverend Husband. Thank you for blessing us. Amen. Thank you for reminding us. And thank you for teaching us. Amen. Because now there was some that you had to remind, and there was some that you had to tell and teach that what God has for them is for them. Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes.
And amen.
Amen.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Before we close, I just want to give a special blessing, amen, and shout out to Brother Hakim and Sister Michelle and this HubNet Online Network. We thank God for you, sir, and for Miss Michelle, and we continue to keep you guys wrapped in our prayers and in our loving arms. God bless you, Doc. We shall now have our doxology, and I yield to the Reverend Rosalind Thomas for the benediction.
Amen. Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise him, all creatures here below. Praise him above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son, and Holy
Reverend Osborne, will you please bless us with the benediction? And then I think she's still
in her worship and spirit, amen. I'll step in for her. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, the one who died so that we may live, may his love and his mercy, most of all his victory, rest, rule, and abide in our hearts forever. And the church together says amen, amen, and amen.
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 Tell somebody amen. Today that you love them. Tell somebody today that there's nothing that they can do about it. Let's keep this love affair going. Again, we love you all. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Tis the Lord God Almighty. The whole earth is filled with his goodness. He is holy. He is high. He is set apart. So we sing to him.
Praise. We will bow before you.